Melbourne City in action again tomorrow. There's plenty of A-League at the moment with the Melbourne Victory going down 2-0 to Adelaide United last night. Perth Glory shooting to the top of the table with a 3-1 win over Sydney FC. And they've got a nice little break now on the Victory, who can be joined by Melbourne City if they get all 3 points against the Brisbane Roar tomorrow night. Luke Bratton is a man who joins us on the line now, midfielder for Melbourne City. Luke, good morning and welcome to RSN 927.
Morning, mate. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for jumping on. Pretty packed schedule at the moment. How's the body holding up through this busy period of games?
Yeah, not too bad, to be honest. I'm probably the fittest I've ever been in my career. So this run of games is no problem at the moment. But yeah, like you said, it's about momentum in January, and there's a lot of games to come, and hopefully we can get 3 points in every game.
You say you're the fittest you've ever been. Is that because of extra work during the pre-season or during the actual season itself?
It's a mixture of everything. In the off-season, you know, I still looked after my body. Pre-season was one of the hardest it's been, and, you know, how long it is in Australia. And I've been playing full games. So, yeah, it's a mixture of everything, to be honest.
Melbourne City are really getting on a roll now, Luke. It must be exciting times within the group. What's been the secret to that, I wouldn't say turnaround, but that momentum you've got now?
Look, in the A-League, it's about the little runs that you make. And I think we're unbeaten in about 4 or 5 or something like that, which is fantastic. And we're playing better football, and we're taking chances that we get. That's what we'll aim to do on Friday night as well.
In terms of taking the chances, it's often a criticised portion of the A-League is the finishing. It seems to be improving year on year. Have you found it overall this year, and in particular at Melbourne City over the last couple of months, that that's an area that sometimes just clicks? How do you fix your finishing in front of goal that you mentioned there?
Obviously, you've got to work on it at training. That's the main thing. But, you know, some players, they just have a certain touch in front of goal. And you know we've been scoring a fair few goals, which is good. And you know it takes our defenders. I think we've got least goals in the league, and we haven't copped a goal from set pieces or anything like that. So we're very organised, and our defenders are doing a great job as well.
It's an awkward time of year. We've spoken to Scotty Jamieson a little bit about this with player contracts within the A-League, and obviously the January transfer window is open at the moment. Does that get talked about amongst the squad at all? And do you think we're maybe moving on, hopefully, to a period where a lot more players sign longer-term deals rather than, you know, a lot of people who are stuck on a one-year deal at the moment?
I think, yeah, that's the future for the A-League is to sign, you know, minimum 2-3 years, 3-year deals for the players. It's a tough situation to be in, to be living interstate and away from family and friends and only be on a 1-year deal and not know where you're going to be in the future. But there's been a fair few longer term signings, which is good for the league, and hopefully that continues.
Luke Bratton has joined us, midfielder from Melbourne City. A couple of the young guys in the squad wanted to touch on. Lockie Wales has been fantastic. Good to see Nathaniel Atkinson, since he's come back into the lineup, has found some real consistency in his game, and Riley McGree's star continues to rise. What's it like working with a couple of those young boys underneath you, and who have you been impressed most by, especially you know, a lot of the attacking players who are taking a lot of responsibility on at a young age?
Yeah, look, those three you mentioned, you know, they're our front three at times, and it's a lot of responsibility. And they're great young kids. They do have a lot to learn. They're only new in the A-League, and they can go a long way if they, you know, if they put their heads down, work hard, and listen to others. They do have a lot to learn in the game, and I'd love to be in their position at their age. They're at a great club. In a good league, and they're playing every week, which is great. If I was doing that at my age, I'd I'd love to be back there then.
Luke, opportunity knocks for you coming up with your game against Brisbane. It really changed around with Melbourne Victory and Sydney both going down. You can really press right up and be a major part of that top four. Do you follow the games really closely. Obviously, Sydney going down overnight and Melbourne victory as well against Adelaide. Are you following those really closely to see where you might end up on the table?
If there's golf on the TV at the same time, I'm not. of course, you have to watch them. Yeah, they're your competition, especially in this league. There's not many games, so you could be playing either one of them in a couple of weeks. So you do have to watch them, and we also do video sessions all week on the opposition and stuff like that. So, yeah, I watched a bit of the first game last night, the Victory Adelaide one, and then the Perth one was too late for me, mate. I'm a granddad. I'm in bed by about 9:30, 10 o'clock. But like I said, we'll do video on them, and like you said as well, we look to get 3 points and put some pressure on them.
So you really keep an eye on the table and where you are now and how you can move up, or do you really just, I guess the alternative to that is just focusing on, look, we just get our stuff done, get our game, and we'll just end up where we do, or do you follow the table closely?
The gaffer said the other day, you know, this January period is very busy, and we have to take it game by game, and there shouldn't be anyone looking at anything but this game on Friday night. And I agree, you got to concentrate and put everything into the next game, and not try and think too far ahead. But I think people have one eye on the table and where you are and all that. Obviously, you look at if you're on the bottom of the table, there's a bit of pressure on you and that sort of thing. But like I said before, you got to keep everything on the next game and just win that and focus everything on that.
You scored again on the weekend. I'm very much enjoying these golf celebrations with the quarter flags at the moment. Now, tell us about your golf. Do you get to play much during the season?
Yeah, I try and play at least once a week on my day off, which... You know, the missus isn't too happy about, but what can you do? I love the game, and, it's so frustrating at times where you can play so well and then you do exactly the same thing and play so bad. So, luckily, I'm a bit more consistent on the soccer field than I am on the golf course.
Now, if you guys grew up with golf and different sports, but I think it's quite a new love for you, isn't it?
Yeah, I only started playing probably 2-3 years ago.
Yeah, right.
Three, four years ago. And, you know, I just went and had a hit with my old man and hit a pretty good shot, and that drew me back. And from then on, I've just had this obsession with, I read about it, I watch it, I study it, I watch YouTube clips and all this. And yeah, I just love it for some reason. So hopefully it can take me somewhere in the future.
Can become a very expensive sport too once you start getting some lessons and all that sort of stuff. Have you ventured down to a golf course to get fitted for clubs and lessons and all that sort of stuff?
No, not yet. I think that's the next stage. I'm at a point now where I've gotten to pretty good, but I'm not getting any better. So I think I need a lesson or change my clubs or change something. And like you said, that's a bit expensive. So I may as well do it while I'm in football and I've got a bit of money. You never know what's happening in the future.
Absolutely. Get it all in now and then you don't have to worry about it in years to come. Luke, good luck with the golf, but better luck tomorrow night when you take on the Brisbane Roar. Looking forward to seeing City in action at Amy Park again, and hopefully another win on the board. Good luck.
Thanks, guys. Have a good day.